Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood News and Gossip.
Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Hey, welcome everybody to a nice Thursday. It sure is. It's a real, real nice Thursday. How many days of this month?
You know what you sound like?
What?
You sound like the NPR girls. yesterday, I'm flipping around different radio stations and I come up on NPR.
Yeah.
They had a woman on there talking just like what you were just talking.
A smile talker?
She was, yes, and she was talking about the Colorado owl population.
Oh, that's nice.
And how we are at that time of year where right. The owls will start showing up again in backyards all over Colorado.
No, you have to do it talking. And so the owls are going to show back up. It's going to be fantastic. We're going to have owls everywhere in Colorado.
They like snakes.
Oh, they do. That is fantastic.
Yes, and they like little prairie dogs.
Oh, my God.
They're very stealthy. I listened to it for about 15 minutes.
Just because of how they spoke, yeah. That's funny.
Plus, it was owls. It was very interesting.
Tomorrow is the last day of August. Can you believe it, friends? This is crazy.
Wow. And big Labor Day weekend coming up. I forgot it was a three-day weekend.
What?
Until this morning, yeah.
Why? I told you yesterday.
I'd forgotten, though.
You're crazy. All right, anyway. Lots to get to. First of all, I was watching Ariana Grande and that Pete guy.
Yeah.
I think Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber would have been a great fix to each other. I mean, like a good matchup. Don't you?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that have been cuter?
Yeah.
Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber.
Yeah, they would have been a good match. No doubt about
so
it.
So cute.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've also just heard that Ariana Grande, the family of Aretha Franklin, was so impressed by her singing, and it was amazing. I'm sorry. I know you say I don't like her voice because she was on that TV show where she talked like this. And usually her voice kind of gets to me, but she sang Aretha Franklin so beautiful that they've asked her to actually sing at the funeral. Do you happen to have that?
No.
Oh, damn it. I can't find it. I feel like you had it, and then all of a sudden I was just like, yeah. Nope. Okay.
I don't know what happened to it.
Oh, well. Some other day, you know, after the funeral, we can play it. When it's relevant, yeah, it's fine. All right, what happened with Kanye West? I don't even know this story.
What do you mean?
He is explaining his slavery comment. What happened?
Well, remember back when he said that it was a choice?
Oh, right.
Remember, that was like 2 months ago or so, back when he was defending Donald Trump and everybody was yelling at him.
So I guess he was on a radio morning show in Chicago, and he explained it a little bit.
I said 400 years. It sounds like a choice to me. It sounds like a choice to the spirit of Kanye West, which I think is aligned with the spirit of Harriet Tubman. Even if it was worded incorrectly in the white man's tongue, maybe I could have danced, or maybe I could have spoken Swahili and spoke in the actual language, because even the fact that we're having to have this conversation in English is a form of slavery, because it's not even our tongue. It's not even our language, bro.
Do you think he talks like this at home?
Yeah.
You do?
I do. I think he keeps this persona all the time, 24/7.
You think that he's trying to be an intellect at home?
Mm-hmm. I do. I think he does that around the Kardashians. I think he thinks he's so above the Kardashians that when he's around that family, I think he does the exact same thing to make himself appear to be, as you said, smarter than they are.
God. If I had a boyfriend like that, I'd be bye-bye.
Yeah. I'm not even sure what he just said.
Well, he said that the spirit and Harriet Tubman and the spirit and, is what he said. Yeah, duh.
Yeah.
I can't believe he didn't follow that crap. Oh, wait, there's more audio. Here it is.
I don't know if I properly apologize for how that slave comment made people feel. So I want to take this moment right now to say that I'm sorry for hurrying. I'm sorry for the 1-2 effect of the MAGA hat into the slave comment. And I'm sorry for people who felt let down by that moment.
He bugs me! I mean, I know you love him, but...
I don't dislike Kanye. I'm not a big fan of his music or anything, but he's all right, I guess.
I dislike him.
I don't know anything about him.
Here is a third amazing piece of audio.
And one thing that I got from the TMZ comment is it showed me how much black people love me.
So, if you are a black man or woman right now and you're listening to our show, do you love him? Do you love him? Because he just said that you guys all love him. I feel like you don't. I feel like he's making assumptions.
Yeah. I only say I like him hoping that he hears it one day and sends me a free pair of shoes.
Yeah, you and a pair of Yeezys is going to look sick.
I would.
You should give me looking good.
I look good? I'd be wearing those to every bar bingo.
It's so sweet. You look nice. All right. Well, that's what Kanye West had to say. Let's move on to Ed Sheeran. Ed Sheeran talked about, well, first of all, BJ brought up, I can't believe this, but you can see it on our Facebook page, that Bruno Mars is bulked up for his concerts.
No, he's pudgy. Pudgy, yeah. Pudgy is the word.
He is pudgy, but he's just so damn adorable. So, Bruno Mars, BJ posted it. He's a little pudgy, but look, he's getting ready to go on tour, and he's going to lose all that baby weight.
But he's got to get in shape for the tour. If you're at the first or second show, you're not going to see as much. It's going to be sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts or something.
It's going to be a little breathy.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little breathy.
He's going to lay off some of the moves.
And he's smoking like a chain smoker in every picture. It's pretty odd. I hope he can stay on stage. He's like becoming Elvis.
I'm worried.
I know.
He is. He's like a little Bruno Elvis.
He really is. Which is funny because that's who he used to impersonate
really?
When he was a little kid in Hawaiian shows.
Yeah, well, we can see the transformation.
He did little Elvis. All right, here's Ed Sheeran talking about Bruno Mars.
I was in the studio the other day with Bruno Mars, and we know each other very well. We hang out. When that Finesse video came out, I rarely get really jealous, but you kind of like watch it and you're like, just, that's so cool. Like, I could never do that. You know, I couldn't imagine. Replace me in the video. Is it as cool?
No, it's not.
You couldn't dance,
no,
buddy.
Ed, you get it. You really do. Yeah. You look into a mirror, you understand it.
You know that you're no
you
Bruno.
You just don't have
you're not cool.
Uh-uh.
But you're a talented
well,
son
you don't
of a
have
God.
That look. You don't have the moves. You don't have the jive, you know,
even
you don't have it.
When he tried to do that video, when your legs are broken,
yeah.
And he's trying to dance with that girl, I was still like, oof, you were Ed Sheeran.
Right.
Yep.
Right. Right now, Ed, just take care of those lawsuits, all the songs you've been stealing.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
My God.
Sorry about that.
Ballsy right there.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Did anybody see Real Housewives of New York Reunion Part 2?
You betcha.
Oh, my God. I hate Andy now.
I didn't see it.
Oh.
Who?
Andy.
Who's Andy?
Cohen.
Oh, no. Why?
He's so far up Bethany's booty, it's not even funny. Poor Carol.
What'd he do?
He's just like, no, you both really slammed each other throughout the season.
Yeah.
And Carol's like, no, I didn't. And then Bethany says to Carol, you have no family, you have no baby, you have no husband, and you have no career. And Carol says, if my husband wouldn't have died of cancer, I would have had a child.
Whoa. I feel like I watched it.
It was spicy. Man, it was good. I really dug it. That Real Housewives of Dallas, though, it comes on too late. I can't watch it, but it's in the can. Speaking of Real Housewives, Luann is on Real Housewives of New York. She got real, real drunk on tape on the cameras of the police, and she's like, leave me alone. And she slipped out of her handcuffs. Well, then they charged her with all kinds of bad stuff. She was facing a hard time. A Real Housewives facing a hard time in prison. But instead, she agreed to a plea deal. And so now she just has to do 50 hours of community service, attend 2 AA meetings a week. And she also can't use drugs or alcohol.
That was close.
And must submit to a random testing.
She almost went to prison.
Yeah, she did. It was bad. She fought him.
They gave her a break.
Because she was fighting him.
I know.
It's crazy. She hit a cop. But let's see if she can hit these, you know, I guess the scary part is she's been known to be a little bit of an alky.
Yeah.
And she has to do random testing.
And if she fails, she probably has to go straight to the big house.
She's in the slammer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got anger problems, right? Did they say anger management classes?
Well, they said drunky classes.
That's close to it.
Yeah. Battery, she was guilty of battery, well, she's going to be guilty of battery, trespassing, disorderly intoxication. By the way, I just got two texts, because we get a live text, by the way, in the studio at 51059, and a lot of people saying they don't care about the housewives. Well, you know what? I don't care, because I care. Because I don't care if you don't care, because I care about the housewives. So they're stupids. Well, that probably wasn't nice.
No. But, no, I don't care.
I know you don't care.
Yeah, I agree. I don't care.
I love the Real Housewives.
But I wouldn't care because it's not really geared to me.
No, but you are going to care about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills when, what's her name is on?
Who?
Sheen.
Charlie Sheen?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If he makes an appearance, yes! I'll be watching. There's no doubt about it because his ex, Denise Richards,
yes,
is going to be on the show, and they've signed her. And the rumor is that Charlie is going to make guest appearances. And if he does, I'm a big Charlie fan.
Somebody said, don't forget, last night, Luann was not on Real Housewives of New York City because she went back to rehab. I forgot about that. This is her second. She was drinking.
Oh, those women, they got problems, don't they?
Oh, boy.
Wow, this is like Highlands Ranch.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's like the Palomino Palace or whatever that place is over there.
Yeah, that hookup center.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't mean IVs. I mean,
by the way, my phone is listening to me so much, it's insanity. So now I'm getting ads on my phone for the Palomino Park.
You are?
Yes. I have a house.
Have you been looking over there or something?
No, we talk about it on the air. And I have my phone right here.
Oh, I thought maybe you'd gone down and checked out a condo or something.
No, nope. And remember when we were talking about Louis Vuitton and what did I show you?
Louis Vuitton.
Louis Vuitton.
Yeah. Yeah, it sure did.
My phone
is
so
listening to you.
So listening.
By the way, the Palomino is, some people call it Alimony. It wasn't Alimony Palace or something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that kind of a nickname? I guess that's where when you get a divorce and you're looking for the old where the party place is, that's the place to live.
Right.
Right? That's what we've been told.
Well, that's what Powerball Pete said. He said that's where all the action is. And don't Powerball Pete knows.
Don't they have their own nightclub?
Yeah.
Don't they have their own, like, everything? Bowling
but it's
alley?
It's like 10 guys to one girl.
Yeah.
Like the ratio's not so good.
Oh, well, that's not good. That's like going to a nudist colony.
Well, I guess they promise, like, you know, it's like the hookup center, but then all these girls are like, they walk in and they're like, and then all these guys are like, wow, it's a wiener fest.
Yeah, you got 10 to 1.
Yeah.
That's a hot tub in the springs.
A hot tub in the springs.
Yeah, I just imagine those naked hot tubs where you can go on vacation and stuff. It's probably 10 guys to one girl.
Usually it's couples.
Oh, typically. Well, I've never been.
Yeah.
It was all just an educated guess.
At Strawberry Park in Steamboat, it's all couples.
Just an educated guess. I don't mean to hurt their tourism.
Never take the bottom pool. If you go to Strawberry Park, never take the bottom pool. Get up at the top because that's nasty.
Yeah, the water goes downhill. We all know that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Just stay at the top of the park. Ugh. Somebody stole my bathing suit when I was there.
Really?
Sweet.
Yeah. It wasn't sweet.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. It was dark.
Yeah.
And everybody had their bathing suits off, and I got out, and it was missing.
Maybe they did it by mistake.
I don't know. My husband at the time, he had to go back to the car and get a jacket in his car.
For you.
For me. To make it back to the car.
Yeah. Welcome to Strawberry Park.
Again.
Things happen.
It's crazy. That's what happens. There used to be an old creepy guy in he's in a little hut.
Yeah.
I bet he's dead now. Anyway. do I have anything else, BJ? What time is it?
I don't know.
Eight minutes. Oh, my God. 8 minutes, you guys.
Eight minutes till seven.
Are we going to do it right at seven? Are we going to time this perfectly? Did
Pretty
I time
close.
This?
BJ a couple tells, minutes after, maybe.
BJ tells all.
Yeah.
In 8 minutes. Oh, boy.
Hang on. All right.
Woo!
I think I'm ready. No, oh, I don't know.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.